AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Welcome again to Your Health, a brand new program here on KNSI that features local health experts from CenterCare. Now, I stress the word local because, well, these are your neighbors, your friends. They're people that you see all the time at your kids' schools, the grocery store, living, working right here in central Minnesota. And that is important because they know firsthand about the health issues that are affecting you because, well, they are also impacted by those very same factors. They just happen to be healthcare professionals at CentraCare. Pam Beckering is one of those healthcare professionals, and she joins us today. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Tell me about ACEs. You are the ACEs coordinator. What does ACEs stand for?
Adverse Childhood Experiences.
Oh, my. That sounds rather ominous, does it not?
It does. It can be rather depressing.
Adverse childhood experiences and the impact that they have on that child's lifelong health, right?
Correct.
That's what we're going to talk about this morning here. What can you tell me about the beginning of ACEs? Why was there a need for that? Where did the whole thing come from?
Back in 1980s, middle 80s, there was a study that was started out in California with Kaiser Permanente. And the CDC, because they had started to see a correlation between adverse childhood experiences and chronic health conditions, specifically in somebody who is morbidly obese. And so they started looking at it, and they surveyed 17,000 mostly middle-aged white college graduates out in California, and they found that there was a correlation between 10 different areas of childhood experiences and chronic health conditions, whether it be diabetes, whether it be heart disease, obesity, smoking, substance use, just a bunch of different ones.
Wow.
And so that study came back out in 1997.
It is amazing to me that something that happens to children can have that much of a lifelong effect on them.
It is amazing. And I think as time has gone along and people have explored it more, scientists, they're looking at now that there is actually physical effects that take place. There's hormones and genes that get turned on that shouldn't be turned on, and there are other ones that get turned off that shouldn't be turned off. And we all know from all the scientific evidence now about the effect chronic stress has on us.
Is there a correlation between the time that these events happened, the type of these events, where they took place in the child's development, as to the type of effect they have on them later in life?
Most we know from the brain development that the most important time period for kids to be affected is 0 through 3 years.
Okay.
But we know that up to 18 it can affect them.
0 through 3 years. Think back to your own childhood. What do you remember from that time, right? 0 to 3 years.
Not a whole lot.
I do have some memories, but, you know, they're kind of memories that are reinforced through photographs, perhaps, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Can we talk at all about these adverse childhood experiences? Can we get down and dirty, as they say?
Sure.
What types of experiences are we talking about?
We are talking about if you lived in a household where your parents fought, whether it be physical or verbal. We know even the verbal part will affect the kid's brain's development. We know that, of course, physical, sexual, or emotional abuse will
right.
do that. We know that growing up in a household where a parent is mentally ill has an effect on it. If you have a parent that's incarcerated, if you have somebody who uses. And now as things have grown out, we're also noticing that there's a lot of community things like poverty and discrimination and bullying that also affect these kids. If parents being deployed, a parental death, there's just a lot of things that can affect this kid's development.
Folks, we're talking about kids, your kids. The program is called Your Health. Pam Beckering is our guest. She is the ACEs coordinator at CentraCare. It sounds to me as if there are, boy, a litany of different things that these kids are going to be carrying around with them. Is one of the biggest things guilt? Like somehow it was their fault? They felt that they didn't do something right?
In my experience working with kids and families of kids that have experienced trauma, that's one of the biggest things. We know that kids love their parents no matter how good or how not good the parents are. And kids will blame it on them because it's easier than looking at the parent and saying, you didn't parent me,
right,
especially when you're little. So kids will carry that guilt with them that, you know, if I'd have cleaned my room, my parent wouldn't have been killed in the car accident. Or if I had, you know, said thank you, I wouldn't have been beaten. And so that is a huge piece that carries with them.
Goodness. What are some of the other things that, through your experience, you've learned that these kids are carrying around with them?
I think there's different kinds of abuses. And sexual abuse seems to really hit kids where it kind of takes a piece of their soul. So that identity, trying to find out who they are. We know that attachment to parents or to a supportive adult is huge in actually changing the outcome of kids when they grow up, is that if you have that one supportive, predictable attachment, you'll be resilient and the effects won't be as bad.
Okay, so can we change the behavior, the feelings of the children later on in life when they are able to come to grips with things that have happened with them to find out that, no, none of this was your fault?
You can, actually. Science has looked at a lot of different things about how we can rechange our pathways and our synapses and our brain as we get older. So actually, by working through that and developing some of those skills, you can actually change your outcome so that the effects of your childhood are not going to carry through the whole way. We know that it takes about a generation, because now we're also finding out that generational trauma carries down. So there's a point in life when my grandmother physiologically had her eggs, my eggs, and my mother's eggs all in her. So if something happened to grandma at that time, it changes the DNA in my mom and in myself, so it passes down from generation. So you hear things like intergenerational trauma, historical trauma. And we're finding out that there's a significant impact on people from that also.
Boy, this conversation is taking me to places I never even knew existed, which is one of the reasons why we have this conversation. Pam Beckering is our guest. She is the ACEs coordinator with CentraCare. And my friends, you are listening to Your Health, again, a brand new program here on KNSI featuring local health experts, folks that live here, work here, and that are also healthcare professionals at CentraCare. A quick break. We'll be right back on KNSI.